Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope that you all celebrated the holidays with your loved ones in safety and love and joy, and that you're all fresh and getting back to real life and getting ready for 2012, which is coming up, which I know for not just for myself, but also for Life Design and for Life Design with Linda Sachs, that this is going to be an exciting and breakthrough year. There are a lot of exciting things that are happening that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But before we get to that, I would just like to let you all know we had a very special guest that was scheduled for today. Unfortunately, due to travel mishaps and difficulties, Randy is unavailable and not going to be able to make it this afternoon, so we are going to need to reschedule. So in the interim of that, I have something really exciting, I think, for all of you that are out there, people that are out there, listeners. Don't go away. I have a birthday girl with me today, a very special girl, woman, and angel who came into my life, who is also my producer and my boss. Her name is Michelle Arbeau. She is all about authentic you. And what I really wanted to do today, for Michelle, it is her birthday, and she has a cold, and she isn't feeling well. But, of course, for anyone who's out there in the media business, I think, you know, life is life, and these things always happen. And you're always going to have a backup. And just like I'm a mother, and my backup is always, you know, for all my little den kittens and cats and dogs and my puppies and my kids and everyone else that I always sweep up and take care of. Today, we're going to let Michelle do that for us on the show due to Randy's inability to be able to get here. So I really have a huge, big treat. There's a lot of exciting things happening with the umbrella of Authentic You. And it's interesting. I was just thinking of this the other day, of how Authentic You came into my life and how connected to Life Design with Linda Sachs and our passion and our purpose. Of course, we all learn, or we are going to learn in 2012, if we haven't learned yet, that everything happens for a reason. There is always a reason. There are incredible shifts happening with me professionally, personally, and have been happening at Godspeed since I clicked on the computer and Michelle was sent to me as my angel came into my life. So I would like to, with no further ado, bring Michelle on, just wish her a really happy birthday, and thank her for, in her not feeling well, joining me today, because Authentic You's platform is really so amazing. And I've been researching and searching a lot, because my newfound passion, once again at 55 in a few weeks, is media. And I tell a lot of people I could have gone back in my 20s, closed my eyes, and this is the path I would have followed. So Michelle is just the epitome of everything that I believe in. So we're going to bring her on. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Linda, for having me on. You know, I totally get winging this, because I've done it so many times with, you know, things going wrong. You know, I've had to call into the show as a guest because, you know, something went wrong with the switchboard, so I had to finish it the show that way. I've had guests not call in. I've had guests that had, you know, kept dropping into the queue. So I've seen it all. And,
right.
You know, that's the nature of the business. But, you know, we'll get through and we'll have a great show and we'll talk about what's new for you in 2012, because I think that you're well on your way with the whole life design and connecting the dots for people. It's such your gift. And I think, you know, I look at you and I think, wow, I'm such a proud mom watching you grow, because I see a lot of myself in you. And where I was, you know, a year or so ago, really stepping into my power and stepping into my gifts and truly embracing it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for saying that. And I, like as I said before, I do believe that people come into people's lives. We all come into each other's lives in a divine and timely fashion. And I guess the first thing that I really learned, and I've learned so much in the, believe it or not, I don't even know if it's more than even a year or year and a half since we've known each other. I feel like I've known you my whole life. That divinely, we really need to surrender, and we just need to allow things to happen. Things can be, and I'm speaking about this to all you listeners out there, things that happen in our lives, not just professionally, also personally, are happening no matter what. We're on a path and we're on a track, so we think, with an outcome, and Michelle, please at any time jump in, with a goal in sight that we are just so sure is the right one for us. And I think what I've really learned and picked up in the past year is that I always feel that I have a really great grasp on what it is I want, and what I want is what I really need. But, and there is this only but that I have in my vocabulary, because I've taken that word out and replaced with and, but the but is that higher power or source or divine, whomever or however we see it, really knows what we need. And that need is pulling out their hands, really grabbing our hands and taking us along to living our purpose. And I know for me, and today I'd like to just speak about me, Michelle, was that I just had all these great, grandiose ideas, and I kept thinking to myself, okay, they seem right, and things would happen along the way. I needed to take a second look and go, why is there so much resistance? Why is it not falling into place? Why is it not so smooth? If I'm taking all these strides and making all these efforts, why am I hitting all these roadblocks? And since I've met Michelle, and she came to me and said, you need to have a radio show. I went home and I said to my kids, a radio show? Me? And my whole life, all I had people say to me was, well, you're a social worker, you're a life coach, you connect with everyone, you help people connect the dots. You need to write a book. And I always heard, write a book, write a book, write a book. And the message was always, write a book. And I was thinking, like, no, I don't know if I'm so, be so good at writing a book. I think I'd need a ghostwriter. I talk a lot. And you showed up. So I'm going to let you speak now a little bit because it's just so fascinating.
I can totally relate to what you're saying, Linda, because, you know, a lot of my journey was like that, too. I kept getting these great ideas and hitting roadblocks and not knowing where I was going. But in hindsight, you know, looking back, it's everything we've gone through. And I saw this great post on Facebook the other day that said that. And it talked about, you know, there's no rush and there's no missing the boat kind of thing. It's, you know, everything we've gone through has led us to this point, and we're exactly where we need to be. And, you know, time isn't a factor because it's not like we took longer to get here. We had to go through all of those experiences, every single one of them. So, you know, you coming into your own this year and being it, you know, having it happen, you know, a little bit later in life is, you know, people look at it and say, you know, why did it have to happen this late? Well, because some people need a tremendous amount of experience to step into their path because they, you know, if it's a guiding path, how are you going to guide in your 20s and 30s? You can't do it. So you're right where you need to be, and, you know, you're connecting the dots for people because you're drawing upon your intuitive side, but also your past experiences. I mean, you've gone through a lot, and you've been there.
I think that's really, when I think about you, I think of all beautiful things, but that's the real number one pinnacle learning that comes to my mind, which gracefully in so many ways you continuously, even now, day by day by day, week by week, help me to be able to get to the point where I am non-resistant and surrendering and allowing that feeling of, okay, I'm going to be 55 in like 4 weeks. Wow, at 55 years old, I'm finally waking up in the morning and thinking, oh my God, I love what I'm doing. And a lot of the other things I'm doing, I'd like maybe not to be doing them, but, you know, now financially or economically, you know, I need to. So there is a reason and a purpose for everything. And then I get on the internet, and this happens all the time, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, both men and women, all you listeners, no matter what age you are, that you can get so caught up in, you know, for me, obviously, it's in the self-help, it's in the coaching world, and because I'm so connected on so many networks, I'll get on the computer, and I can get caught up, which I did yesterday. I was just, my finger was on every key of that laptop, and I was listening for hours to these, a lot of these well-meaning, please understand everyone that I believe that, well-meaning professionals that are out there wanting to help people, but telling their life stories of how they've been in six or seven different multi-million dollar careers, and they let those careers go, and they've been successful so many times. Yes, there are a lot of people that have taken that track, but that really doesn't reach out and grasp and encourage, for lack of another word, someone like me who feels like this little butterfly or this little caterpillar that's just all of a sudden coming out from despair and discouragement and thinking, oh, my God, I will never catch up to these people. Will I ever get to where they are? And the interesting thing is that I'm using this show as a forum to be able to really get raw, because those are my dreams that I'm holding on to in my future as well, bringing other people up to the surface to be able to say we're all human. And you know what? I've done a lot of really great things in my life. And as Oprah says, being a mother, I would say it was the toughest one of all. And I've done pretty well in that job, so I know I could do just about anything. But I've, you know, when I get those days, I feel very small. I feel very little. So, Michelle, like, pipe in. I could use you now. Mom, help me. Well, you know, this is the kind of day I had yesterday. It was like, oh, my God, should I be signing up and doing this woman's free teleseminar? And I get in this kind of a little bit of a grunge every once in a while. And when I listen to their seminars, I find myself stepping back and listening and thinking, do I need to go in a quiet room and sit down? Because I do a lot of, you know, I'm now becoming a private trainer in Kundalini yoga, so I'm very well channeled and I'm tuned into myself. I need to step aside and get into a good, healthy zone and ask myself these questions. Do I really need this person? Why? What am I doing here? And I'd like to share with the listeners what I came up with last night after I wanted to eat probably about 10 chocolate bars, which I didn't do. The frustration was intense, and I thought to myself, you know what? That's this woman's uniqueness. That happens to be this woman's strength, and she is amazing, but I'm not her. And I may not need exactly what she's offering. If it's not feeling like it's totally in sync or in connection with who I am at my core, now a lot of my show is to help people get to the point where they understand who and what they're all about. This is the journey. Who are you at your core? Once you've got that, you've got it all. You've got it down. And that's why today I just wanted to say with Authentic You Network, that's what really happened. And this is a huge, big compliment to you, Michelle, and your concept of Authentic You. And why I got so excited, I guess that day, and I'll never forget it, when I clicked on and found you, and all of a sudden I pressed a button, and you were midstream giving readings on a show, and I heard the sound of your voice, and I still sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and visually see myself in that experience and going, wow, you know, this woman's, you know, doing these intuitive readings, whatever. I could just hear and tell by the sound of your voice that everything about you was authentic and real. And I said, if anything, that's what I need to learn from this day forward, is that the minute that I'm not living in my truth or being authentic, I have only to answer to myself, and I know that I'm living an out-of-body experience. And that's my goal today, if anything, professionally, and everyone that I meet is, you know, I had a few little funny things happen on Facebook today, and a few women in some of the mastermind groups I'm in, one of them kind of clicked on and went, oh, Linda, good for you. You know, you caught this, you know, particular coach putting something on Facebook, stop making excuses, and she was making excuses, and there I was, the little bum that I am, I was like, no excuses, and I started this whole big thread, because that's really what it's all about. We all go into our little caves. Yeah.
I've got to interrupt you, Linda, because you got it. You hit the nail on the head. You know, I was just sitting here quietly listening.
Yay.
And I'm,
yippee.
Not only are you getting it, it's like a message for me, because I was just talking with another lady yesterday, and she's worked in production a little bit and done some stuff with film, and so I was consulting with her because, of course, as you know, I'm in the midst of doing 13 episodes for Authentic UTV as a part of a pitch, and so I'm really, really, really struggling with the format. How am I going to present it? How is it going to be, you know, an episode, so to speak, you know, the structure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the lady that I had met with here in Calgary, the production company, had liked the boot camp series that I had. And so I was starting to do episodes surrounding that, and I kept thinking, no, that's not right. That's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as I love the whole 12-step boot camp thing and, you know, coming through it and finding your authentic you at the end, there was something about it that just didn't fit. And I had this huge aha moment yesterday when I was talking with this lady, and we both agreed that the reason the 12 steps was not feeling like it was it is because precisely what you said,
mm-hmm.
is that like that woman you were going to sign up and do her
mm-hmm.
online thing and
great.
It wasn't
yeah.
yours. It wasn't your way. It wasn't your authentic self. It was hers.
Mm-hmm.
So putting someone through this whole boot camp thing and all that's fine and great, but
yay.
We're recognizing now, more
mm-hmm.
so than ever before, that we need to find our own way and forge our own path. And I've been talking to you about this before as well, that, you know, we all went through this phase where we wanted to listen to Wayne Dyer and we wanted to listen to all the top authors speak and do their spiel and give us all this great theory. But we're done with that. We don't want to listen to it. We
exactly.
want to forge our own way. We want to do our own thing. We want to find our truth in our own method, in our own way, right? So this is what it's about. And so last night I had these
mm-hmm.
huge aha moments over and over again, you know, one after the other. It just
mm-hmm.
kept coming and coming. And so I've got this amazing sketch or outline for Authentic You TV now, and I don't want to give away too many details.
No,
yet,
no, and I'm
but,
so excited because,
but,
okay,
but
there you go.
What it is about
yes.
is, you know, giving information but letting you make up your own mind about things, not saying, okay, well, you've got to go through this step and that step and the other step all the way through, and then you'll be authentic. No, I'll give you some information, and then you take away what
exactly.
you need to take away and put
exactly.
it into...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You see how
so
you and
I
are like a marriage.
You,
this is what I always tell you.
You
and this, yeah, and this is exactly what I was thinking yesterday. I was like you, so, like, unaligned. I was like, why is this happening? Why have I gone back to her? I had my computer on, and I literally, for some reason or another, kept going back as I'm working and moving around my office, and I kept looking to click it off, and I just wasn't hitting the right button. So I must have had it on repeat and listened to it over and over and over again. I'm thinking, why is this happening? Just like you, is the message that's coming through to us that I'm totally believing that we're the messengers, we're the conduits that need to be able to get that message out to everybody else that's out there in whatever manner. And it's there's a lot of people in this world, so it's going to take time. It's a big, huge job, but baby steps to be able to understand that that's what authentic you means. It's living in the truth of being authentically you. And I got it yesterday.
Yes. Exactly. And I think I'm getting it slowly but surely because,
well,
you know, the whole concept was surrounded by the
right.
fact that I was embracing my authentic self. And I was just in the beginning stages when I started
right.
authentic you.
Right.
So I'm evolving as it's evolving. And,
right.
you know, it's just the past couple of weeks have been huge for me in terms
mm-hmm.
of really getting it to the core, like you have been. And
yeah.
so I think 2012 has a lot to do with that, a
oh my
lot
goodness.
To do with it. Because, you know, as a lot of listeners know, you know, just listening to the network a lot I'm a numerologist, and I like to speak in numbers, of course. And, you know, this year, 2012, is a 5-year, and so it's the number of the heart. And so when it's the number of the heart that's surrounding mm-hmm. us energetically, we're seeing through the lens of the heart rather than the head. And
right.
so it's all about soul. It's all about finding our purpose and path and what it is we're meant to be doing and essentially finding our truth. So that's what it's about this year. And I think it's just beginning, of course, but we're already having these huge aha moments and these, you know, soul transformative
yeah.
days where we just totally
we can't control them.
Everything.
They just keep coming, right? We
yeah,
they, just,
they do. They really do.
Yeah.
And you know, I had this incredible experience the other day. Actually, it was over the weekend, and I pulled up to the drive-thru in Tim Hortons, and it really struck me because Calgary hasn't been all that friendly to me. They've been very cold and
mm-hmm.
unfriendly compared to the Maritimes, and I've yet to experience any kind of kindness whatsoever. And this car ahead of me paid for our order, and I was totally dumbfounded by the whole thing, and I thought, Okay, that's the five energy coming in. That's the number of the heart. People are feeling it already.
Wow.
So I think we're going to see a lot more of people helping others. You know, really doing it genuinely, not for the benefit
right.
of something. You know, not
there
getting
you go,
something
authentically,
just doing
right?
it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what this year, it's going to be huge. I mean, I think a lot of people think, oh, no, I can't have another year like 2011 with all that transformation
yes.
shifting. But I think we're in for another one, but in a different way. And it's going to be just, I mean, more spectacular than 2011 turned out to be. Because as much as it felt like we were wading through mud, I think at the end of it, we were thankful we went through it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that because I'm, you know, I've been saying a lot the past few months is mud doesn't even describe for me, I think, sludge. And then when I kind of look back, I say, wow, if I, and I said this to someone who I'm coaching and helping the other day, I had said to her, you know what, literally sit down and take a piece of paper and people are very often, especially clients of mine, can be so resistant. I said to her, sit down. And literally I wanted her to do it in front of me. Take a piece of paper and just write, start writing down all the great things that happened in 2011. Because all I kept hearing was, oh, my God, 2011, this happened and that happened and so much change and this and that. And I was thinking, you know what, once again, we all know this, our thoughts, you know, become our beliefs become our emotions become a reality, and we carry it energetically in our bodies. It's interesting what you just said also, Michelle, about from the heart. I think it's really, really important, and that's why I'm thinking of, you know, some series this year. I also don't want to divulge stuff that I've got going on in my head that I want to be able to work through first and formulate. But a few series, and in the series of those 3 or 4 weeks, having guests on that are relating to this concept. So the concept really has some follow-through, and the messages come within a few weeks. You know, listeners can go back on my website, too, or on the Authentic You website, and they can listen to the podcast again, and there will be tips and tools and tricks, whatever. But 2012 is so much and all about the heart. And if we all think about that, it's really not that difficult. We've done a lot of tough and hard stuff in our life. We shouldn't be making this tough. This should really be easy. I am getting certified in Kundalini, and I just wanted to share with everyone, this is really called the yoga of relationships or the yoga of awareness. And there's not one person that I know, including my two daughters, who are often skeptic of the things I get involved in, but jumped right in on this one. And when you decide that you want to become a teacher or a trainer or a master in yoga, you have the option of being given a spiritual Sanskrit name. So, of course, I resisted for a while as I can be stubborn Aquarian that I am, and I finally decided to do this. And about 6 weeks ago, a name came through on a day when I needed to hear it so badly. And it was a name that a lot of my yoga teachers and people at the school where I'm at had said, we've never heard this name before. And the name itself, Harmanjeet, Harman, which is the heart of God and love, and Jeet, which is victory. So I went, wow. And when I read it online and I saw that name was given to me, I said, how could this be an accident? This is no accident because it so fit me. Right, Michelle?
Yes.
It totally fit me. And I went, oh, my God. And somebody had said standing beside me, they just started, like, the skin started to crawl. And they said, you know what, you are not going to believe this, but this year you're going to graduate. This year you're going to do your curriculum project. You're going to be out there privately training and helping people. And you're going to be coming from the heart, working through just all the love that you have in your heart. And there is going to be victory. And I thought, oh, my God, that's the name they gave me. So really, there are no accidents. You know, that's how things happen. I think 2011 was really, really a tough year for a lot of people. And I love what you just said. I'm going to use that as a platform, too, if I may, on my future shows.
Certainly.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mama. Is that 2012 really is so much all about everybody just, like, lighten up, you know? This is not L.A. This is not the end of the world. It's all about new beginnings. And if we just lighten up, not take life too seriously, and look seriously and look for the love and the joy in life. And just, you know, give someone that you think, you know, they need a hug or just. I had another professional say to me the other day, you know, love is the opposite of fear. So whenever you're in an interlude or any kind of a situation with someone else, and this is interesting, Michelle, because I guess with you, with a lot of negotiations, exciting stuff you're doing now, with the vision you have for your network and the different kind of people that we come across, we all project and bring our own stuff, like we call it. And this professional had said to me, Linda, just think about it. She said, you know, no matter what, if you feel resistance coming up in another person, just not only send them all your love, just tell them, you know, I love you or whatever, and you're just going to see how it breaks down. This was about 3 days ago, and I've done it a few times, and I have news for you. The first thing that happens is all the energy that person's carrying that I would pick up, I drop the minute I take that anxiety into a feeling of love, and then you kind of give it that shift. So that's kind of how I see 2012.
That's so funny because that you say that, mm-hmm. because the lady I was talking to yesterday, she kind of surprised me because you and I say that to each other when we hang up the phone because we, you know, we've
right.
been through so
always.
Much together over the past while. We always say that.
Right.
But she said that to me. She said, okay, I love you, girl. And she hung up and I thought,
wow.
It just struck me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yet another reminder, like the Tim Hortons drive-through scenario where someone
right.
paid for my order and then someone saying right. they love me and I don't even really know them that well. You know, I just... the love is spreading like wildfire. And it's
this is a good one. I see we have 3 minutes. This was, and you and I can talk for hours. This is a really good one. I read this yesterday about love. And again, because I do this every day, I probably take an hour to 2 hours every day and just add to my coaching. So that takes, I guess, the 54 years, like you said. I've got so many disciplines under my belt and stuff that I've studied. But this was really beautiful because this one professional had said, when we think about love, we don't all have to be programmed to think that it's all about a romantic, a sensual, or a sexual love. It's just about a feeling of love or an amorous, soft feeling that we have just soul to soul for another soul. And I love the fact that Facebook has brought back so many people from my past, even from my high school years, that I'm connecting with more males, as of course I've always had great relationships with men, and they've always opened up to me, and they're just sending me stuff, you know, all my love you, and these are like married, you know, married men, and God bless them, because I don't know their wives, and I literally get on Facebook, and they talk about their wives, and I talk back, and it's just such a beautiful feeling of love. There's no gender specific. There's no intention other than just pure. We're all souls on this earth, and we all really need each other's love, you know, like you said, to survive. And the shift, you and I talk about this all the time. The individual shift was an individual shift. Now it's gone global economically and with Occupy Wall Street. So, you know, light workers, and I learned this in my yoga schooling, is we're being put up to the platform right now because we all need to take our energy, the energy that you and I are talking about, right here, right now, the love and the heart and all the good intention, that authentic intention, untainted intention, and kick it and throw it back from the insides of us out into the world. The world's in desperate need. But have no despair, world, because we're here.
Yes.
Girl and I are here, and I just want everyone, all your listeners, to know Michelle and I could go on and on for hours. She just has a beautiful attitude and feeling toward life, and whatever she's touching is not only turning to gold, but will turn to gold, because I know that God is watching out for her. All her intentions are pure. They come from love. I want to wish you such a happy birthday, and thank you for filling in today as my guest.
No problem. You know, it was my pleasure. And, you know, likewise, what you said about me, back at you, because
Well,
I truly resonate with those people that are soul-centered. You know, I really have no patience or time for anyone else. So I'm
interesting that you said that.
You
can
in
you,
my life.
Yeah. Can you not feel now like you have your own radar the minute you know in a few minutes that they're not soul-centered like you are? You learn how to just send them on their way with a lot of love.
Yes. Yeah, that's been one of my hurdles, and I've learned it, I think. I think I've finally realized how to do that successfully.
I think I've gotten there, too. I want to wish you a happy birthday. In the seconds that are left, I have an amazing guest next week. Her name is Linda Weinberg-Fishman. She is going to be talking about her memoir, her life story. The book is called Repairing Rainbows. Linda lost her two sisters and mother tragically when she was less than 12 years old. And please, everyone, tune in if you can. She is like Michelle and I. She's from the heart, from the soul. And Michelle, you're going to enjoy her a lot too. So have a wonderful birthday, and I will see you all
Thank
next
you.
Wednesday, next week. All my love, Michelle.
Thank you, Linda.